This is the Lucy service. We know that the Pentagon is using Hollywood for psychic warfare. So this is using the Lucy film, which was predicated about expanding the brain's functioning from its surmised 10% to 100% for all of our customers. This service is $600 and is useful for vampires who want to increase their brain function in order to increase intelligence and all the other affiliated phenomena which come from enhanced cognition, which is all defined in the Lucy film, which includes control over the body, immune system, being able to change the body. So if you're ugly, you can change the way you look. If you're old, you can make yourself younger. You can control telekinetically and psychokinetically reality. You can send your awareness back in time, as we see when Lucy, who's played by Scarlett Johansson, who we assume is a Luciferic high priestess, goes back in time to see the ape hominoid that is the mother of humanity, which doesn't look much different from blacks that wander around Africa. So you can see how little development the Negro has made. And in the film we have some hormone, I think they call it PDH, which has some function in embryonic fetal development, which they manufacture artificially. And she gets massive doses of this hormone, which causes her brain to go from its 10%, according to the film, state to 100%. And in the process, she becomes superhuman. Now, as a scientist, I'm always keen on having the Pentagon build for me merchandise which I can sell to the public to increase their intelligence, psychic potential, cognition, remote viewing, etc., etc. All of this is very lucrative. Remember, there's been a massive media blackout of the scientist Tim Rifat because the Rothschild royal family are in a state of panic about all of my discoveries. But that's pretty irrelevant because all the major powers now know that Tim Rifat has cracked psychic warfare and has absolute power over the Rothschild royal family, and he's now brought them into a timeline where they get burnt alive by Cobalt 60 from the American-North Korean War, which is all manifested this year. Now for the customer, one can see that increasing the intelligence of the customer will have dramatic effects on your career. If you're super bright, super intelligent, you're going to go up the career ladder and ascend to make lots and lots of money, which you Westerners seem to be fixated upon. I myself am dedicated to Maoism, which is fuck the money, give me the power to kill, then I can simply take all the money I want by killing all the rich people, which gets rid of playing a rigged game where you lose because the Rothschild royal family rigged the game. Why play a rigged poker game where it's rigged for you to lose when you can simply wander up with your AK-74, kill everyone around the table and take all the money? You can see the genius of Mao. Now, in the 21st century, humans are scum and not wanted because of robots who will be taking over within the next 10 to 15 years, so that most human jobs will be irrelevant and the humans will simply be useless eaters, dependent on government handouts to survive. So, super intelligent Lucys can be seen as the dominance in the new world of the 21st century. With all of the submissives, all of the slaves being non-Lucys. Now, Scarlett Johansson is a small American female, diminutive, who one can see has a much smaller brain than a male, 5 grams smaller because she's female. But if you can increase the usage of the brain, then it doesn't matter. And according to the film, we've got 100 billion neurons, which, when connected, give you complexity, which is off the scale. When you think of 100 billion factorial, that's a very big number. It might be less than that because of neuronal pathways. But even so, there's a lot of processing that can go on in the brain. Now, how do we change the brain of a human to a Lucy? Well, it's quite simple. We use Rykoff, artificial reincarnation from psychic cloning. And we psychically clone Lucy into you. Now remember, psychic cloning works and becomes manifest more and more efficiently, dependent upon energy. And it's not a linear progression, it's an exponential progression. So that unless you have vast amounts of energy, the effect of Rykoff, artificial reincarnation, is minute. But there comes a point where the exponential curve starts to rise and you get appreciable change in the client. And if you go far enough, if you have massive amounts of energy, you then can reach the vertical stage of the exponential function where you can get complete conversion of the client from being a 10%er, according to the film, to a 100%er. The only factor is energy. Remember the PDH, the information, transfer mechanism is all embedded in the film. The energy is supplied by all the people that observe Lucy, which is considerable. It was shown on British television yesterday, which for those of you in the future was the 18th of March 2017. Good old 666 embedded in the 18. So that the observers who are visualizing and observing a film for its 9 or 90 minutes supply the energy. Now, how do we suck the energy out of the observers to power the Lucy service? That's very easy. One moves one's physical or biophysical energy body to Scarlett Johansson, who's the upline for the film, grabs her assemblage point, yanks it away from her body to rip out her soul, and then chains her soul up in a torture dungeon in Omega Hell so that all the energy that goes to Scarlett Johansson, Lucy, comes to her torturer, imprisoner, the Silor Tim Rifat. Similarly, because it's solid tonic, you grab her assemblage point, rip it out, and pull out her energy body. Move that to Omega Hell, torture the bitch, imprison her forever in Omega Hell, and all of the energy upline to the opposite side of the soliton comes to the Silor Tim Rifat. And the 2 ounces of energy that is released when the soul is ripped out of the body comes, of course, to the psychic master who's made Scarlett Johansson his bitch whore slave. This is simple remote viewing when you can bilocate both your physical and biophysical energy body, grab the assemblage point of the slave, and then move it to a predicated position where the energy that was in the slave is simply downloaded into the master. Hence, all of the observers of the Lucy film who are sending their force into Lucy, aka Scarlett Johansson, then power Tim Rifat, the remote viewer, the Psylord, who's made Scarlett Johansson his eternal bitch whore slave and trapped her in Omega Hell, both in the physical energy body and in the biophysical energy body, in order to get the two of the sixth term. And remember, Scarlett's got lots of men wanking over her, desperate to fuck little Scarlett, because she's one of the women that the male filth on the planet would be desperate to have sex with and have babies with and all the other shit. For me, she's simply my bitch who gives me energy. So one can see, as the Psylord, you're simply the total pimp that pimps out bitches who get all the energy from the Johns and then supply it to you. Now, she's a good girl. You let her out of the dungeon from being tortured to be one of your servants. If she's a bad girl, you leave her in there. So as one can see, Omega Point Tim, far future reality, is extremely efficient because it's totally ruthless. Now, the next step is that the female. Mates with the male. We've seen from Taisha Abelard, her book, that when females get penetrated by males, energy tentacles start to suck the female dry, and all the energy of the female goes into the male that fucks up. And one might say, well, what's the positive side for the female? She's getting made old and ugly by having males penetrate her and ejaculate into her. Well, that misses the point. What is a human? What is the human in terms of reality? Well, we see from the advanced section that the bioplasm, the energy field of the physical body, is made from the mitochondria. And the mitochondria, these little power plants that make the energy field of the human, don't come from the male, they come from the female. So if you are a male like myself, your mitochondria have come from your mother, not your father. The father's mitochondria are cut out when the mother has her baby. So her mitochondria are propagated linearly in time, which goes back to the Lucy film, where she goes back to this negroid ape, this big-lipped, big-nosed, hairy negroid ape called Lucy. And we see that mitochondria don't differ much. There was a bottleneck in human evolution, so that the number of mitochondria is very limited. Now, if one thinks that the only thing that has been propagated in time is information and energy, where does the information in a human reside? Does it reside in their DNA? Or is the DNA simply building the vehicle, the walk-in, for the energy field which harbors the information? That is the quintessence of humans. If this is the case, then the female is the only part of the human race of note, and males get downgraded to simple drones whose only function is to serve the female. Why? What is important in the human race? Is it the vehicle or the driver? If it's the driver, and the driver is composed from the energy produced by mitochondria, which produces the bioplasm, and only the female chooses the designated driver, and the male driver is eliminated. So when you have a baby, the mother supplies the bioplasm, supplies the mitochondria, and the vehicle is made from you and her, producing a vehicle from meiosis, which the mitochondria then power, the spirit within the machine, in fact, the power plant within in the machine, and this energy field has the information that is passed down through the generations. So when the female has sex with a male, her energy is sucked out from her mitochondria into the male. One can see this not as parasitism, but as sequestration. So when you have sex with a female, she loses her energy from her mitochondria, which comes to the male. But the male's mitochondria also have a bioplasm. And as more and more female bioplasm is poured into the vehicle of the male, we get quantum state superimposition, where the male's bioplasm is infected with the female's bioplasm, which he's sucking out of her every time he has sex with her, which she then sequesters because that's built into her bioplasm, which then, if the future progeny are to the female's evolution, forces the male to have children with the female. If not, he simply gets his bioplasm sequestered, and then she wanders off to another male who she has children with. Remember, 80% of females have children, so you can see it's a highly efficient process to produce progeny, which produce more of a mitochondria, to produce more of a bioplasm, which harbors the information embedded in the female. So in the Lucy film, we see that the ability to boost brain function is embedded in the female's Lucy program, because if you look at the human race, we've evolved from Negroid type, hairy, big-nosed, big-lipped, moronic apes to 10%ers who have the ability to control the planet. But the Lucy program embedded within it is to gain complete usage of brain function so that the information contained within the bioplasm can be processed by the wetware brain computer. Now, with a Lucy service, what we're doing is simply getting all of the observers that have fed the Lucy film by their observation. All of their scalar force is contained in a positive torsion field, which I have built around the Lucy psychotronic generator, which then, via the negative torsion field psychotronic generator, erases your assemblage point over the old position of you being a dumb ape, at best a 10%er. That's the negative dark crystal. And the positive torsion field generator then powers the rebooting of your assemblage point, your Wyckoff artificial reincarnation of you as Lucy. One can see that the crystals which come with the services are simply gateways to the fifth dimension, where I've built the archetypal positive torsion field and the archetypal negative torsion field, which have different attributes. In the Lucy service, we've got the negative torsion fields designed to erase you in your old position and totally manifest you in the new Rakoff artificial reincarnation position as a Lucy. Cutting out, of course, her negative traits of gullibility and stupidness that got her into the situation in the first place. So one can see it's very simple technology. Moving the assemblage point, erasing the old template, and putting in a new template. The new template, of course, being built by the Pentagon and their trillions of dollars Hollywood psychic warfare program, all, of course, are given to me by the Pentagon, not of their own free will, but, of course, as a hostile takeover. Remember, being a Maoist, I simply don't ask the Pentagon to give me all their weapons programs in control of reality and the noosphere. I simply kill them all and take it all. That, of course, is the genius of Mao. Don't negotiate. Don't ask. Simply take it by pure force. Now, with this service, that then means that you get the increase in your neural network efficiency, which was talked about by Gerald Edelman. Neurons change and evolve, all done by Rakoff, artificial reincarnation, psychic cloning of Lucy into you. The energy to make it 100% effective is given by the audience who've spent 90 minutes, plus or minus whatever the length of the film, watching the film. They're force upline to Scarlett Johansson. I simply then collar the bitch and make her my collared slave in Omega Hell. So all of the power comes to me. So one can see the archetypal vampire. We can call up the archetype of Scarlett Johansson. Physical and biophysical. Collar the bitch as a good slave and then lock her in your dungeon for usage. Gives you total control over every ritual on the planet. Because you can call up any A-lister, call up their biophysical body and their physical body, chain it up in Omega Hell, which you do with the Omega Hell Service, burn my enemies in Hell Service. You have the ability to call up their archetype with the archetypal vampire service. Then all the power that's applying to them comes to you, because remember, Scarlett Johansson is a chained sex slave in my dungeon where she's ritually abused, raped, tortured, etc. for all eternity to power me. So every Scarlett Johansson film powers me, be it the Black Widow or the one where she's the alien and eats men, which is a rather weird film. All of this done very easily. And since the mitochondria are the only power source in humans which powers the physical energy body for the bioplasm and the biophysical body, how does it do that? Well, we see from Russian research that soul fluid is produced from the DNA in the nucleus. The DNA uses energy from the mitochondria in the time-like mode. So once you control the mitochondria of a bitch, you not only control the physical energy body produced from the mitochondria, but the biophysical body produced from the torsion field generators, which are the DNA. And we see in the females, they've got 46 chromosomes, which are X chromosomes, which means that they funnel out two funnels. Think of two funnels joined together to give a positive and negative torsion field all embodied within the DNA. While a male has a Y chromosome, which means that we've got a funnel which funnels out, but the other one, simply a line, hence the males have one less funnel, one less ability to have a positive or negative torsion field, so the Y chromosome only broadcasts. Broadcast energy to the female. So the male is genetically designed to get the energy from the female, get this morphogenetic mixing, which from quantum mechanics you can see is mixing the quantum state functions. And as they become more and more filled with energy from fucking females, they then broadcast it back to the 23 times 2, 46, double funneled X chromosomes of the female. Putting it in simple language, feed up the bull till it becomes a nice big fat bull, get the female to put a ring through its nose, and then lead the bull to the slaughter. So it doesn't matter that the male is much bigger than the female cow. If the female has the ring through the nose of the bull and can then get the bull either to donate its energy back to the female. So every female that fucks a male downloads her energy into the male, but then she sucks it back because they've got these Y chromosomes, which broadcast the energy back to her, which she then uses to make a baby with the male she decided to produce the baby with. Her vehicle then, of course, dies, becomes an old hag, and dies. But when you can think of the mitochondria, which produce the bioplasm, which contain the information of the female, that then appears in her progeny. The males, of course, can't pass on her mitochondria to their progeny, but they're downloading via their defective Y chromosome the energy to her daughters. So one can see the progression is mitochondria, which of course came from bacteria, contain the information which is the repository of information for the human, which is a female, the Lucy, which then passes through time. This is the morphogenetic theory of the heretics in Oxford. Now with the Lucy service, we simply tap into that and we've got all of the mechanism of the human race, which is predicated to the energy and information transfer of Lucy's to become more and more evolved, to go from 10%ers eventually to 100%ers, all of this is simply diverted to us, the vampire, so that Lucy doesn't produce her 100% brain function progeny, because all of that power, scalar force, is uploaded to us, the vampire, by the Lucy service. In the process, of course, our intelligence becomes enhanced. You might wonder why someone as controversial as Tim Riefat is never mentioned by anyone in the world in the media. Why he's never arrested for his virulent views. Why there's no mention of any of his works, be it psychic warfare or unconventional warfare, Cobalt 60, dropping a Cumbra Vieja, wetware, blah, blah, blah. Why whatever he does is totally ignored, why the British government desperately tries to kill him secretly, and of course he doesn't die. One can see now that if you're a remote viewer, the Lucy service is mandatory, because unless you can run your brain at 100% efficiency, you're not able to process the biophysical body or physical energy body that you can broadcast into different times, timelines, different locations. You can observe reality before the human race to collapse the noosphere to produce your reality, which in this case is Cobalt 60 world, and the burning alive of the human race to supply energy to the few vampires that the Psylord pulls with him into alternative dark energy matter realities. All of this built by the Pentagon with their trillions of dollars program for the exclusive use of the Psylord and his manifest vampires. The Lucy service, as you can see, is automatic once you get the clear one to manifest your Lucy, the dark crystal, which is the negative torsion field, to erase your old self. You automatically get your intelligence enhanced in the same way that Lucy got from imbibing vast amounts of PDH. Now, one can understand why Tim Riefat, at least 15 years ago, could remotely view the future where the North Korean-American war destroys the planet and burns alive the human race, because he had 100% efficiency in his brain way back then. One mustn't get over-impressed with the ability of the ape brain, because remember, the ape brain is simply the bottleneck in evolution of the humans, because the real human is a physical energy field and a biophysical energy field that has been made into a physical body via transinfinity, the two of the sixth term, and the ape brain with its 100 billion neurons, whatever, is simply not able to process the vast intelligence of an Omega Point Tim. But remember, since you can sequester via psychic cloning the entire human race, I've got 3 billion already dead, 7 billion alive, and all the future timelines of humans that would have existed if I hadn't wiped out the human race. So that's loads and loads of humans, all with their neural networks. Remember, in the future, they'll do genetic enhancement to make bigger brains, more efficiency, link them with computers. All of this sequestered by the Lucy service, so that the Omega Point Tim, the vast intelligence from the future, simply has the processing power within the humans, 10 billion of them, which allows, of course, five-dimensional control. 100th monkey with five dimensions, 7 billion now, 3 billion in the past, and then we can have all the future civilizations of Zion, which are exterminated by the siloed Tim Riefert, all of them psychically cloned to give Lucy potential to me, and the great little beast potential, burning them alive to them. So one can see that Theresa May and Trump and Hollande and Merkel and the rest of them are all sequestered by me, their brains running my programs for me, while for them all they're getting is the great little beast Omega Shell Wicker Women programs, which they're observing. So one can see psychic cloning enables the entire human race, past, present, and future, to be run as wetware computers for the gigantic intelligence of an Omega Point Tim, where they don't observe what their own wetware is running. So just because most humans are only running a tiny fraction of their intelligences doesn't mean they're not running 100%. They are. Every human is running 100%, past, present, and future. But they don't have access to it because of the firewall. They only perceive they're running a tiny fraction of their potential, because all of their potential is being run by the Psylord, the Omega Point Tim, that sequestered the human race right from its inception. Because you don't think I can control reality and have every event on the planet now run by me from my little ape brain that runs around in the Tim Riefert body. No, I'm running psychic cloning, where every human is running me in them. And for every hacker, you simply understand that, take over the computer network and have it running for you, while the hacked victim doesn't realize their entire computer network has been hacked. It's very simple informational warfare, but remember, the human scum are too stupid to understand the ramifications of the Lucy film. And remember, with the Lucy film, the Pentagon and their trillions of dollar program built the weapon system which allowed me and any other vampire to run Omega Point intelligence in the distant past, this 21st century stone age, where the little apes that run round as Lucys with their negroid big lips, big noses, hairy bodies, and complete imbecilic faces are irrelevant, because they're simply computers, all hijacked by the Omega Point Tim to run Omega Point Tim power. So with the Lucy service, you can radically enhance your intelligence. With the Pentagon and the trillion-dollar plus, must be trillions by now, program, all powering your superintelligence. And if you don't think it works, Well, just look how intelligent I am, so you know it does work. Enjoy it.